Namaskar, I'm listeners. This is Yashuni Yogi speaking, and it's 6:30 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Wishing all listeners a very happy Ugadi, Makar Sankranti, Bihu, Baisakhi, Vishu, New Year. Happy New Year to everyone. This is the Indian New Year season, and it's also the harvest season for most of the Indians here, and festival season means we all are hoping for prosperity and happiness all around the year. Well, it's the second year where it's been a low-key affair for us. And I hope that as we progress this year, it becomes better and better only. Because, you know, we've lost a lot of time, we've lost a lot of lives. And it's time that we overcome this challenge that we have right in front of us and move ahead in life. Because when you talk about harvest festival, it's all about reaping the fruits of your hard work, all the hard work that you've done over the past few months. And it goes waste if, you know, we have such type of situations where we have to have a lockdown and stuff. So, yes, here's hoping for the best and wishing everyone a fantastic year ahead. I had a fantastic day today. In fact, I was quite surprised. I wasn't planning to run today. The stadium was closed anyways, and I decided that if I feel good, I'm going to run on my treadmill. And I took it easy today. I woke up at around 5:20 for a change. I usually wake up at 3:30. Today, though I woke up at 3 o'clock, I didn't put my alarm. And I just said, okay, I'm just going to sleep and relax myself. I just wanted this one day off where I just don't wake up on time. 5:20 was the time I woke up. I felt good. Had my pre-morning rituals done, pre-workout meal done, and I wanted to run. But there was a challenge that I was facing. My left Achilles tendon or the ligament that's there, that was hurting a lot yesterday evening. And it was around 7:30-ish that, you know, I felt that, you know, this pain is a lot because I'd gone down to take the saman, or what do you call that, the groceries from the car. And I was just walking there for a few minutes and I was actually limping on my left leg. So I took that time to, you know, do a few stretches, massaged my left tendon, hoping for the best. And I said, okay, if I don't feel good, I'm going to rest it out, you know, for a day and see how it goes. And my focus was all on healing it. I did a few, you know, reps of jogging straight, you know, 5 to 10 seconds, and I could feel the pain. And I felt, okay, I need to change my running form also. So, because most from on my left foot, I was actually landing on my toes. And I think that was causing my tendon to get sore. So I had to say, okay, I had to land midfoot and land completely so that I do not land on my toes. So that was a small change that I had to make. But I didn't expect it to be good for running today morning. I was pleasantly surprised though. When I woke up, I felt completely healed and I was quite happy, you know. There's this power of touch that is there. Your hands have this power to heal your body. And I did send some energy and I did talk to myself that, you know, I want to heal and I should be feeling better the next day. And though I told all these things to myself, I was not expecting it to heal so fast. But good news, I was back and I did my ladder sprints on the treadmill, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. In fact, I was quite focused on making sure that my left foot is landing on midfoot and I'm not on my toes, and was quite skeptical, you know, when would the pain come, but it didn't come at all. And even post-run, I felt quite magical. So yes, the power of touch, the power to heal yourself is there within the body. If you can tap it, it can really benefit you. The paces that I maintained today were also awesome. Again, my focus has been to improve on my stride length and my cadence along with it. And I've been working a lot harder on these aspects. And it's good to see that I'm now able to maintain a 301 pace for 600 meters. I just hope I can replicate the same on the tracks. And if I'm able to do that, that's going to be awesome. Well, post run, I did take a power nap for half an hour. I wanted to have that short break and then get back to work. I had a lot of messages to complete, a lot of work that I had to work on, specifically related to the book, training plans, and also the MIM sessions which I need to plan for the month of May and June. So I had to work on that. And after working on all those aspects, I took a break for some time, got back to work, spent some time with my family since it was festive season. Just a small short chit chat with my wife, and then got a few news, you know, to share about. And one of the trainees mentioned that you know, one of the interns committed suicide, and she was quite disturbed with that incident. And I feel, you know, we as a society are failing in some way or the other, because people are giving up so easily nowadays, and it's very disheartening to see precious lives being lost, you know, because of pressure or expectations from themselves and others. I think they're not able to take it, and you know, giving up so soon is not the answer, right? A lot of people go through low phases in their life, but that does not mean that you take your life up. And that's not the answer always, because as you know, that when you force life out of your body, you know, it's your consciousness that leaves the body, and that is not going to that's going to have a severe effect on the consciousness that is there and not on the body. So my sincere request to everybody here is, you know, as a society, we need to get together, show some sympathy, love, affection to people around us, understand them, empathize with them, and always boost them morally. You know, if we always have expectations from them, I think they are going to crumble, and this is what is happening. Whether it's our kids, whether it is our friends, whether it's our peers, whether it's our interns, you know, we are constantly bombarding them with a lot of expectations and stuff, rather than motivating them, or rather than listening to them, or rather than understanding their body language or the way they talk. Because, you know, nothing comes suddenly, right? There's always a sequence or a series of events. And if we as a society keep our eyes and ears open, I think we can prevent a lot of suicides from happening and save many precious lives. Because they have been misguided, they have been, you know, they've gone to the wrong route of expectations in life, and they feel that they are not good. Well, in fact, where they are so good and they can contribute towards the society. It's sad to see lives being lost because of this. Another incident is, of course, one of our trainees having this hip injury, and this extra bone growth that's there. The trainee has been working quite hard, and it feels very bad to see such injuries happening. But I'm sure that this is only going to make the person stronger and better, because of the person's determination to come out of so many situations that the person is facing. Wishing a person all the best, and I'm sure that every person has a challenge that's in front of them. That's only going to make them bigger. And I tell only one thing to everybody who's facing challenges in life, is to make yourself bigger than the challenge. When you make yourself bigger than the challenge seems to be small. And that's what Hanuman did always, right? When he was asked to jump to Lanka, he made himself so tall and so strong that it was just easy for him to, move or jump over to Lanka. And that's what we should do. All the challenges in life that we face, let's make ourselves bigger than the challenge and say, yes, we can take it up. Well, folks, tomorrow is Vishu. That's our new year or the harvest festival. I do not know whether I'll be able to take the virtual session, because there's going to be a lot of work in the kitchen that's going to happen, and clamor and all that stuff, and cooking stuff that's going to go on, and people want to move up and there. So Seema has requested that, not to take the virtual session tomorrow. Let's see how, if I'm able to, if I'm not. I've kept both the options open for now. Hopefully, I'm going to have a good day tomorrow and plan something new. Thank you so much, folks, for listening to my podcast. I hope you all had a fantastic day, fantastic new year. Pray to the universe to give you all the power and strength to have a fantastic year ahead. Take care. God bless you. Bye-bye. Stay strong.